Tuesday, February 21st, 2023, Board of Equalization meeting at 2:45, Board of Commissioner meeting at 3 p.m.
We're going to call the Board of Equalization to order, and we'll stand and say the pledge, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, a current copy of the Open Meeting Act is posted on the wall in the entrance of the county boardroom is available for review of all citizens in attendance. Will you call the roll, please, Sheree?
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Here.
Okay, we need a motion to excuse Mr. Bob Giese.
Make a motion to excuse.
Okay, got Brian. Motion, and then we get a second. But Troy, have you called roll on that?
Brian?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes. Okay, consent agenda items. So we got A, just approval of the previous minutes, which was February 6, 2023. Seems like this stuff's going on weekly here for the Board of Equalization. But anyways, I need a motion for the minutes.
Make a motion to approve minutes.
Okay. Brian?
Second.
The second by Troy.
Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Okay, it looks like on new business A, we got public hearing 2:45 for the applicants requesting the tax exemption on real or personal property. It looks like it's the Heartland Counseling.
We had already approved it, but we were not in our dates.
Was it a time frame thing,
yeah,
right? Because yeah, it seemed that...
Yeah, I didn't.
We thought we were doing something good, and apparently...
We were ahead of the ball.
Yeah, we were trying to be legit.
Okay.
Yeah, so we just have to have...
Well, I was trying to make sense of the... of your email, because we got to the 1st till February till June 1st?
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yeah. Okay. And we did it at the end of January.
So this
is... just being efficient and see what it gets.
Okay,
you.
So it's just... it's basically, we've already gone through this. If
yeah,
it just wasn't in the
just
guideline.
Just the day. Yep.
Okay, easy
yep
enough. All right, well, thank you. Okay, so basically, it's the exemption application form, the 451. So now that we are on the 21st of February, we're going to move to B, and the board to approve or it says deny the request of the tax exemption. So we've already been through this. So, and it's parcel number 220274619 Heartland Counseling. That's our new facility.
That's our new building.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Down along the river.
Yep.
Okay. So with that said,
I can make a motion.
Troy?
I'd second it.
And Marty's going to second it. Should he abstain from it? Probably. Okay. Will you call roll, please?
All right. Troy?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
I'm abstaining.
Marty?
Yep.
Okay. Then we're going to move right on to C. We're going to move to Christy.
I don't have any taxable corrections.
Nothing.
No, if you don't make any mistakes, you don't need any corrections, right?
Yeah.
Duh. Okay. All right. Well, that was simple and easy. Thank you.
Yep.
I appreciate it.
No
problem. Three, mail emergency business. Do we have any, Sheree?
We don't.
Okay. Public comment. Anybody from the public would want to say anything at this time about the Board of Equalization? If not, it is 2:49. We are adjourned.
I'd like to make a motion to adjourn.
Okay.
We need a call, roll call on that.
Do we need a second?
Second.
Yep.
I'll second it then.
This is throwing me for a loop, but I like it. I like it, but it's throwing me for a loop.
All right, so Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Yes. Is Jolene going to be here? Do we know?
I think so.
Okay.
All right, Scott, I don't know if I need your signature a second time on here. We had the hearing on the 21st, and these are signed. Yeah.
You guys keeping everything quiet?
You got the... Mm-hmm.
here to watch you with that?
I don't know.
The 16th, 17th.
We're going to call the meeting to order. We already did the Pledge of Allegiance roll call.
Troy?
Here.
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Do you want to make a motion to excuse Bob again?
Yes.
I'll make a motion.
Second.
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Yes. Current copy of the Open Meetings Act is posted on the west wall near the entrance of the county board meeting room and is available for review by all citizens in attendance. Dakota County Board of Commissioners reserves the right to adjust the order of items in this agenda if necessary. Number one is public comment. The Board of Commissioners will hear comments about any item not on the agenda. The chair has the discretion to limit the time of the comment.
I have a copy of it.
So, do we have any public comment?
Discussion.
And name and address.
Brian Church, 527 Eagle Drive. All right. They discussed the roads out there in North Beach.
Okay.
From 527 to 5 Erie, Erie Drive. I don't know about Ellis, but Eagle Drive's the main. You were on it this morning. See how bad it was. I think it's mostly that traffic that comes out to construction and then from the elevator out, even from Jenkins. That's what worse. And then when you get the snow up there along Jenkins up there, it all runs across the road. Mm-hmm. And why there's no drain pipe underneath there, I don't know. Is that Bo's Gays?
It's actually Ty's.
Ty's that owned it, but yeah. Bo's Gays farm it?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Loretta Ty's descendants own that piece of property.
If I may just trip in here just for a quick second, I was out there years ago with, I think it was Dave or Rick, one of the two, but. And, of course, we all got educated in a hurry in 2011 how floating water from one place to the other. And that's a no-go.
Well, the deal is you have to let water flow where it would normally flow.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yep. And if our road is restricting the flow of water, then like that's the issue.
Yep. The other day it was crossing
over.
It was wrecked from the... When the concrete starts, it's where your place goes in, and you come back to Eagle Drive, and it gets really rough in there. Her car is about any and other car in her high school.
I got stuck right in the middle of the road. Yeah. It just sunk.
It's one of them days or them things. You know, I've seen it in the last 50 years out there, and, you know, some years are bad, some years are good. But I was thinking maybe if there's a possibility we can get a little petition going out there, maybe we could blacktop it from
speed bumps.
Now later from there, maybe to where Eagle Drive goes and Y's off, like Erie Drive. Because it really doesn't get bad that way, but it does like past Heinemann's.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But that's where...
Like I said, I'm familiar with roads because I've lived out there for 60 years.
Yeah.
And it is probably as bad as I've seen it. Mm-hmm. And like I said, out by... Heinemann's Road, I mean, it's not like washboards. I mean, it is, there are very deep holes in the road.
That's that main drain water goes down to the old pond road down in there, where the old pond was down in there, and that's where we used to drain. And
two or three years ago, they built up part of E Avenue as it goes down to turn on Eagle. They built up about a third of that with railroad ballast from Verzani, had some in a stockpile out there. So from where they built up the road there to the pavement, which is probably about 200 yards, the bottom, I'd never really seen the bottom go out of that, but it really got soft this year. Mm-hmm. But and I know it's hard to work in there because it's just so narrow. So it's hard for the graders to get in there, but it definitely is in rough shape.
That Walt Heinemann, you know, he maintained that for 50 years.
Yeah.
And then, well, of course, when he retired, they got less business. Mm-hmm. It's just probably because he lived out there, it was always maintained.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. It just...
Can I say something?
You bet.
Tell them about maintaining.
Yeah, Ben.
The maintaining is awful. We've had to call them.
Oh, I remember Mom for years. She called them all the time.
And it's bad. It really is.
Mm-hmm. But they're busy. I know them guys are busy.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And they are a little bit short-handed now. They are. They look at... Or they're an operator or too short. But, and it is. At certain times of the year, it's really hard to work roads.
Sure.
But it definitely needs some attention.
I mean, like the blacktop to the Y, you know, some way we can do that.
And the train's not stopping where they're not supposed to.
Well, remember my mom had
that
problem.
Crazy.
Oh, yeah.
You know, she had that.
Yeah.
But they did stop, and a few of them did not. And I think they park up there, and they're screwed. And
yeah.
I was an hour yesterday on the highway, because I thought maybe I'd beat it. I had almost an hour on the other side. I'm like,
it's one way in, one way out.
Yeah, what do you do?
Well, Jolene, you know, she's here, our road superintendent, so she can make a note, and then have Brent, our foreman, he can run out there and take a look at it.
Okay, sweet.
But obviously, it's going to snow tomorrow, the next couple of days.
Yeah, it's going to come again.
Yeah.
So, going forward, Jolene is the young lady sitting right there, in the yellow shirt, so you can put a face with the name when you call if you have an issue, but
okay.
They're really good about following up with stuff. They know there's an issue, so I know they'll get out there.
And the thing is, not that you guys are forgotten, but let's face it, it's kind of a spot that is kind of out of sight. It's kind of out of sight, out of mind is what it is.
Yep.
So, you know, by you calling and saying, hey, you got an issue, there's nothing wrong with that.
But then, you know, like North Shore, they got theirs paved where they got their blacktop.
Right.
I don't know how many years ago that was.
I mean, it's quite a few. By
six.
And now what's the one down there, 110? They're talking about doing the same thing.
Possibly.
Yeah.
If a housing development goes in, I think they would consider that.
Yeah. And we got new houses going up out there. You seen the one? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So do we have to start that way about getting signatures, or what do we do?
No, I don't think for hard surface.
Yeah. And speed bumps, please. Have to.
No, it's just basically it's one of those situations where. Obviously, it's the population and how much traffic there is, and
a lot.
Because I've lived in lived in seven houses out there, and I know the whole area. So it's
you must get evicted a lot.
Just burn them down.
Yeah, we'll have Jolene get Brent out there and take a peek at it.
Yeah, they drive through there like Highway 80. You know,
yeah, you were doing like two through there too. You know, when I seen you,
I've tried going fast. It doesn't work.
It doesn't. Yeah. Okay.
Well,
it's
we appreciate it.
Nice place. It's quiet.
Yeah, it is a nice area.
You know, it is very quiet, but it's the speeding and the road is terrible.
So as soon as we get things dried up a little bit after this snow,
yep.
If you don't see some results in the next week or two, make sure you get back a hold of us, or you can give me a call too. But
I'll just come down and talk to you. Yep.
Spike Scripper.
We're all called Troy.
Troy. He's on the road department.
Yes.
Yeah. You just got a lot of snow.
Thank you for listening.
No, thank you guys for coming in.
Appreciate it.
All right. Cool.
Appreciate it.
Is there anybody,
good to see you, Brian.
Yeah.
Anybody else here for public comment? Okay. Move on to number two. Consent agenda. Any individual item may be removed by a commissioner for special discussion and consideration unless there's an exception. These items will be approved as one single vote of the board of the commissioners. Number A is approval of the previous meeting minutes, February 6, 2023. B is approval of payroll claims for February 5th through 18th, 2023. Approval of accounts payable claims. Approved Treasurer Don Biscay and Deputy Treasurer Stephanie Gessmeyer to authorize signers of and grant full access to accounts 1120-62, 1142-00, 1142-51, and 1142-19 at F&M Bank. E, approval of official reports and reports county clerk, registered deeds, and clerk of district court. F, approve corrected noxious weed annual report.
I'd like to make a motion to approve all A through F.
F is not an issue right now, though, right? Do we have that yet?
We do, actually.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. I wasn't for sure.
It was.
I'll second it.
Okay. Just need roll call.
Brian?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Okay, we'll move on to three, new business and resolutions. A, board to approve the following appointment to serve on the Veteran Service Officer Oversight Committee. Norman Brees will be replacing Dave Gerken for a 5-year term.
Gentlemen.
Good afternoon. I'm Larry Arnwright from the Veteran Service Officer Committee. I'm the chairman. I'd like to introduce Norm Brees.
Please,
Norm Stocker, who's, I'm sorry, this is Norm Kreese. He's replacing Dave Gerken, who's stepping off the board. Norm is a Army active duty, reserve, and National Guard veteran. Retired with over 20 years of active duty with the military. He lives here in Dakota City, and he's been very active in a lot of other things. So recommend that he be approved for joining the committee.
Okay, perfect.
Thank you guys for your service, first of all.
Thank you for stepping up.
You're welcome.
Yeah, well, thank you. I'll make a motion to appoint Norman Brees.
Second.
Okay. To replace Dave for the next 5 years.
Be lucky if you get that out of me.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
No, we'll get more
I feel your pain sometimes. Yeah. No, we appreciate you stepping up.
All right. Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Larry, thank you for all you do.
Thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you for
thank you, guys.
Yep.
You guys are
appreciate
great.
You guys
thank
coming
you.
In.
Okay, we'll move to B, review and award bids for purchase of road gravel and rock from March 1st, 2023 to February 29th, 2024.
We had Salt, Sand, and Gravel were the only ones that submitted a bid. They have pits at West Point and Wisner, and they were both $18 a ton to pick up and $38 a ton to deliver. LG Everest gave us a sheet back in December, kind of telling us what they would provide us our product for, so they never really bid anything. This is basically to lock them into a price. They said generally this is what they give all the counties. Mm-hmm. That's their county rate.
So. What's LG at? What are we paying right now for it?
Oh, I'm not sure off the top of my head.
Okay.
It's somewhere right around that $18 mark, though, isn't it?
Oh, no.
23?
It went up.
It was over 23?
I think.
I don't have a current one, but I might have. $25.5 last fall. Was what I had from them. So I know it went up a little more. I want to say 29.9 maybe is what it went up to. I really hate to say that because don't have it in front of me, but it did go up a lot. They even last year they started adding in service charges per ton. So I think they just built it in this time around. So
are we planning on just probably buying it a little here and a little there?
Yeah. Like. Get the crushed concrete where we need it. If it comes available, we'll just get a signed contract from them. You know, they don't know until they crush it how much they have, what it costs to crush, and then what they can give it to us for. So,
having not been on for the last couple of years, are we still using kind of a mix of crushed concrete and rock depending on what's available?
Depending on what's available. Situation.
Definitely got to get away from that as a top base.
We've been using, some 3/4 clean class A was something we used a lot. This is Nebraska Road Gravel with Stulps bid to us. It's just, it gets kind of hard when they're about an hour away to run after and get.
Yeah.
So then that starts adding to mm-hmm. your tonnage where you can just run to Sioux City and get product too. So. But anyway, I would recommend you lock them in at this price.
But if you look at $11 more a ton, you know, you could definitely chart to West Point pretty easy for that.
Yeah, what did I figure last year?
How far is
it? It added up about $4.50 more a ton to
for trucking.
For trucking, yeah. The person in it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
The man and the machine, the fuel, to run the West Point back to get some. So.
$4.50, you think?
That ballpark. $4.50 around.
Okay. So you're $22.50. So, okay, well, this is what we'll do then. We'll just approve what we have, between the December 2022 LG Everest right? Mm-hmm. And then the Wisner West Point is called what?
Stulp. Stulp Sand and Gravel. Okay. S-T-A-L-P.
Okay.
Oh, it's on that sheet.
Do we know where Woodbury County gets there?
Oh, yeah, it is.
I wonder if they go up to
Akron.
Akron.
I don't know if Akron is.
I know at one time.
They gave me a couple prices, LG on the Akron, but it's not, doesn't meet our standards. So they were kind of hesitant to give it to us. But like I said, there's kind of a time and a place for everything.
I forgot that LG bought out Higman. I forgot that.
And I know at one time they didn't have capacity. They were full, you know, so we didn't have an opportunity. But maybe something to look at. But, yeah, it is. Boy, it'd be nice if we had a gravel pit. I say that all the time in this county. But
you know, when we were hauling out of Higman, we were only getting about 3 loads a day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's 4. Yeah. They pushed it and just ate their, you know, sandwich on the road while they were driving. And but it kind of makes it inconvenient to go that far.
Danny McMenigle would do 7 a day up there. He had 3 trucks, he'd 7 a day. 6 to 7. If everything went right, 7. Going into Soudan Concrete, which is a little different than going out there. I get that. But
yeah. Well, by the time you get the gravel and then go out to an area of the county and dump it.
Yeah,
it
depends on where you dump it at. I get it.
So.
Okay, yeah, so we'll just approve what we have, and hopefully it works out for us.
There's not another really option out there, so.
No, kind of doing what we have.
So we need a motion on that, right? I made a motion, so.
Yeah, I'd second the motion to approve the bid. Seven. One bid we do have, and we know it. Everest is too big to give bids.
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Okay,
we'll move to C, review and award bid for North Bluff Road Paving.
Chad was the engineer on that, so I will let him walk you guys through that.
We're lucky to have you, Chad.
Well, thank you. I'm lucky to be here. So, last Thursday? Is that when we were here?
I think when we met, Wednesday or Thursday?
It's the 15th, so whatever day that was. We opened bids for the North Bluff Roads Patching 2023 project. We did receive 2 bids, one from Gill Construction, one from Concrete Plus out of Sioux City.
So could you run over just a little bit what the project is? Because I wasn't on the board when we did the specs for this particular job.
So this project, so over the last couple of years, we've been trying to patch some of the areas along the Bluff Road. There are a number of areas that are having some joint failure.
Mm-hmm.
We've got another number of areas that just had panels that were broken up. So we've been trying to patch those that we can, kind of just fix the ride of the road. This year we basically broke the area into 3 sections. The farthest south section only had a couple of panels. Then there was what I'm going to call the middle section, had 7 to 9, I'm guessing. And then we fixed, then there was a part on the northern third where we're just trying to fix some of the joint failures.
Mm-hmm.
So we bid them out in those 3 sections. Knowing ahead of time that we probably had more panels than we had budget.
Mm-hmm.
So sections A and B were 1, 2, and 3, however we want to look at it, those were the panels that were really busted, probably need to be replaced. And then, like I said, the last section was mostly just because of failing joints. So that's how we had it. North Bluff Road, I'm sure everybody knows, it's kind of isolated. So we do have to use temporary traffic signals out there because they can only do 1 half at a time. So it's kind of where we're, I think after this section, I think we've about fixed all the broken panels that we need to fix.
Okay.
There still are a number of joint failures that, for lack of better, they're not going to get any better.
Yeah.
So from the future, and we had some discussions after the bid opening, I think there's some things we need to look at to maybe be more long-term solutions than the patches.
20 years old.
Oh, yeah.
And look at the traffic. How thick is that right now? Is it 8?
It's 8 inches.
Yeah.
It may be a shade. It was, so that road, when it was originally done, was done in the metric system, so it might be a little bit over 8 inches. But yeah, for the most part, it's 8 inches thick.
There's a lot of 80,000-pounders plus going down there.
Yeah.
Yep. When it was built, it didn't get the truck traffic it's getting today.
Yeah.
So,
all right.
I don't
you.
Know if that answers your question.
Cleared it up for me. You bet.
That's how we got to where we're at. So we bid three bid sections. Gil was low on bid section A and bid section B. Do you want me to read the totals for you? I mean,
I think we all have them.
Actually, I don't think I have it in mine.
Yeah, it's above the page where you have.
What's that? On the back of it.
Yep. Yep.
All right, you go.
So Gil was low on bid section A in the amount of $32,055. They were low in bid section B in the amount of $23,172.50. In bid section C, they were slightly, if we just took each section separately, they were slightly higher, but their bid for bid section C was $92,390. I guess our recommendation would be to award all three bid sections, if the funding is available, to Gil Construction. And in the end, if I add bid section A, B, and C, Gil is ultimately the low. Anyway, so that would be our recommendation, is to award bid sections A, B, and C to Gil Construction. This is scheduled to be complete by June 15th. June 1st or the 15th. I think the construction has to be done by the 1st with final payment submitted or invoiced by the 15th, I think is how we had it set up, so that it's done in this fiscal year.
Okay.
Is that part of the county road budget?
So we budgeted about $100,000 for this. We do have another fund, Federal Aid Roads. We have some money built up in it. It's kind of our overrun fund. Mm-hmm. We don't want to be spending that way down, but you know, for situations like this, it's kind of something we tap into.
Mm-hmm.
If we got the contractor out there doing the work, it's going to be cheaper than only doing part of it and then trying to bid it out again.
Would you be comfortable doing that on this project?
Yes.
So we'll have to drag out about, what did we figure, 40 grand, 50 grand out of the federal aid?
Yeah, about
40,
50 grand.
About
50.
615.
Yeah, roughly. So, I mean, like you said, they're going to be there. Might as well do it. Like I said, mm-hmm. Otherwise it's just...
just we'll take care of that road. And then...
Okay, I'll make a motion for all three to go to Gil.
I'd second that.
Okay, roll call.
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Marty?
Yeah.
Troy?
Yes.
I will say that the old sawmill road that we paved a couple, 3 years ago, I was driving out the other day when it was kind of wet, and the four or five panels where you turn in on the east entrance there,
and
those four panels are broken. They're the only panels on the whole road that are broken, so I don't know. Something going in.
Where are they turning at?
Where you're turning in on the east side, by just to the east of the pallet place, where you come in there, where they have that road paved to go in there. Those four or five panels are broken.
So you come off the highway,
you go around the curve.
You go around the curve.
And then there's a place where you can go left in there where they paved those roads.
Okay, yeah.
Right where you go in there. So I don't know. You know what's coming in and out of there, but those panels.
A lot of twisting and turning, probably,
right on,
with
right
all the big trucks.
There, yeah,
I don't know any of the specs on that because I wasn't around at that time.
It's 8 inch. It's an 8 inch road.
I think it should have been.
That's something we can look at and maybe budget in for the.
Yeah, and I don't know that necessarily something. We just need
just
to try
keep
to
keep an eye on it.
We need to figure out what is maybe causing it, because I've also heard from a resident out there that there's a big John Deere loader with the racks on it that's going on our blacktop, then on to the east on the blacktop and going back behind IVP, so to where they load the
railroad crossing deals. So we certainly don't need that kind of weight on our blacktop. So it's just something we need to keep an eye out and try to figure out what's going on there.
Yeah, that's too new to be breaking up.
Mm-hmm. It is just those panels, so it's definitely something going on there.
I'll
take a look. It's right there on that, right where you turn in. Where they come out the other way, I'm not seeing anything, but there's five or six right together that are all broken out. Okay.
That's interesting.
Okay. We'll move to D, review and award bid for Dakota County Bridge Inspections 2023.
Sorry, making notes. We had three engineering firms put in bids for our bridge inspections. Minnelli Wagner was $9,450, MEI was $6,995, and JEO was $21,400. I would make a recommendation for MEI. They were the low bid. They're just starting out. They did our inspections last year. They did a very good job. Come to the office, went over everything. I have to say that's the first firm that's ever done that.
Oh, nice.
So usually we just get a floppy drive or CD-ROM or a flash drive, and here you go. So, okay. Yeah, they did a very good job putting that together.
For 2023, the bridge inspections, unless somebody has something to say, but I'll make a motion with MEI for the $69.95.
Second. Okay, roll call.
Brian?
Yes.
Marty?
Yes.
Roy?
Yes.
Scott?
I know. They didn't.
Scott.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay. E. Are you
really? Kim Hansen, Victim Assistance, requesting approval for resolution 23C-007 in support of Victims of Crime Act grant for the
Chad,
period
thanks.
Of July 1st, 2023 to June 30th, 2025.
Had Elizabeth come. So this is the first time she's been here.
Welcome.
So I sent this to Cherie after we met with the LEC board last week. They approved my increase to $25.13 an hour. That catches me back up since I hadn't had a raise since 2019. And then they also approved to make her full-time at $17.75 an hour plus benefits, the full-time position. So I guess I'm here to go over the budget a little bit. I'm currently writing the grant for the next 2 years. They won't, submission is due March 15th, but they want it 72 hours ahead, so I figure March 10th is probably decent timing to submit it. They will not have an answer back until, they say May. However, it probably won't be until June. They're really behind on everything, so just so you know that. And then I'll come back once I know what they actually approve.
What's your feeling on that? What do you think, Dave?
It's bad. It's a bad feeling. I mean, all joking aside, I mean, the truth of the matter is they're starting to cut their funding back.
Yeah, compared to what they would normally take. They used to pay almost everything. The last couple of years, they've kind of started to dwindle it down a little bit. However, with this funding year coming up, it went from this last grouping, which was 21 to 23, it was 10.9 million. And then for 23 to 25, which is what I'm currently going to apply for, they've dropped it down to 6.8. So they've taken away 4.1 million.
That's a lot of defunding.
Right. So they are, as I say, forcing agencies to put money in the actual pot themselves and stop depending on the fact that the grant is available. They're willing to pay a portion of it, but they're not going to tell you until way after the fact, and then by that time it doesn't make much of a difference because we're LEC employees just like everybody else. So
have you gone to the city with it yet?
Not yet. I go to finance tomorrow. And then city council is supposed to be the 27th, however, I don't know. Chief said that Rochelle said that they don't know if they're going to have it or not. It depends on how many people are available.
So
that's why I'm going to finance.
Yeah, we don't
tomorrow.
Care about them. We don't care about them. So basically, the dollar amount that's going to be different between full-time, from part-time to full-time, from 1990 wages to 2022 wages. What's the dollar amount?
Right now, so my wage currently at 23 an hour is $47,840, right? But the grant only pays, they only allowed and approved $46,655. So whatever the difference is of that, it's like 59 cents per dollar, whatever, per hour.
Yep.
That gets paid in by the LEC, so half city, half county. But that's where we're currently at. So in that first column where it says current grant, everything under there that's in the parentheses, that's what the grant has allowed to pay this last time. And then the other ones are just what I'm applying for, which my numbers are a little bit different because I finished everything today for that part. So my end total with me receiving the raise they approved, her going full-time, all the benefits, for that first year of the 2 years is $148,752 after I put in, which is what I'm going to apply for, and then we'll see what they kick back.
It'd be nice if it wasn't so, you know, that we weren't
delayed.
Approving stuff prior to, mm-hmm. you know, because actuality we could be, you know, looking at 40, you know, if they split it with the city and they,
if they cut it
40%, like, yeah. you know, they cut it 40%, you know, we could be looking at, yeah, you know, 40, 50 grand.
You're talking a little bit of money, but how do you...
Oh, I'm not...
No, I know what you're saying, but you wish we knew, but unfortunately that's the way it works, but how many people do you look after right now?
Currently...
700?
Well, currently we're already over 900, and that was just from July 1st of 2022. We don't finish until June
30th. Make it 901. My wife stabbed me at the fork the other day. I make it 901.
So from, like, July... of 2020 through June of 2021, we had 1,312 clients that we helped. The year after that, it was 1,502. We're already over 900. Our thing is not done until June 30th.
So I know every.
We're
I
growing
know every,
every year.
I know so every case is completely different, but right. what would be, like, for somebody from the time they come to you, what are the things, just in a brief overview, that you would help those people with? What would you...
That really just depends.
I know, but give me just an average.
What's the basic?
Okay.
Basic, it depends on if they come in or we just, I don't know, police report wise, or they're referred to us by the guys. Then we make contact with them. Sometimes it's via a phone call, sometimes it's in person, sometimes it's via a letter. Just depends on what we have accessible to us. And then after that, it just depends on what kind of services they need. If they need protection order stuff, if we have to go to court with them or for them, if we have to do county attorney assistance to get a hold of them for things, if she's translating, she's super helpful because she helps with the translation stuff with the Spanish-speaking clients, but she doesn't just do it for the program. Mm-hmm. She does it for the PD. She does it for the county.
You're Hispanic?
She does it for dispatch.
Yeah. Depends on the day,
It really depends.
So, to sum it up in a nutshell, right now, we're just talking, you're probably talking 30 grand, roughly, give or take, as a whole, right? $30,000 more.
Give or take, right.
So worst case scenario, we'll have to find out when it comes. So, you're talking, you know, probably $15,000 to us and $15,000, $15,000, $20,000, whatever. We don't know.
And it's hard, too, because... fringe-wise insurance, we don't know what the rates are. So Don Faber tells me, calculated at 22% increase just in case. Then you're on the higher side of things, so when I request it from the Crime Commission for the grant, hopefully they'll accept more of that, approve more of that, and then it'll be less of a payoff.
But we'll have that when we have your information?
May or June.
So we should know before we do our budget year for next year.
Right, yeah, because your guys' is different than mine now. I had to switch to what they wanted to do, which is now July to June. I used to be October to September, which was easier for everything, but they switched it all, so.
Well, Troy and I sat in the, I think if you just listen to what, you know, what's taking place and her assets, you know, and needing a full-time and the bilingual, I mean, that's huge. I'm bilingual, too. ¿Cómo está? That's all I know. Don't say nothing else. But anyways, I'll make a motion for the requesting the approval of Resolution 23C-007 in the support of the Victims of Crime Act grant for the period of July 1, 2023 to June 30th, 2000. 25. Second. Thank you.
Roll call.
Thank you. Marty?
Yep.
No, thank you.
Troy?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Next time I'm going to make her do it. She can.
She wanted you to.
She wouldn't know.
Listen, you do the city tomorrow, and I'll be there tomorrow noon if you're going to do it.
Yeah, no. Just show up, and we'll see.
Okay.
She's not actually allowed.
I'll be there noon.
Yeah.
But I would make her do it so she could practice.
Maybe I'll get up there for you and do it.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it, all right?
F, approve renewal of an EAP Employee Assistance Program contract for services between Dakota County and Mercy ACO LLC, DBA Mercy 1, PHSO, effective March 1, 2023 to March 1, 2024.
Kim's looked at it. I've seen your approval. Everything's intact. We do it every year. The EAP, I think it does good things for the employees, so I will make a motion to approve the contract for the existing time of March to March 23-24.
Second.
Roll call.
Troy?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Okay, move to four, old business and miscellaneous. A, Jalene Goobles, Highway Superintendent, road report.
Do I have a road report here with me?
I hope so. We had 145.5 hours of maintaining, 12 and a half hours of overtime. We had 57.25 hours on culverts. We had a lot of water running, water going over the road, and flood culverts. So we spent a lot of time on those, probably about five or six of them. 139 hours hauling gravel, 18 hours on snow removal. We hauled a total of 1,468.65 tons of gravel. Our signing, 24 hours, and that was mostly, well, it wasn't mostly, it was all barricading, moving barricades around as they're working on their projects and blocking roads off. And then, as you all know, we've had multiple complaints, concerns on the grading and gravel. I mean, it's February 21st, and we've had two springs already.
Yeah, and one more coming.
Yeah, one more coming. Maybe two more coming.
Maybe two. Yeah. So guys have been all out there working hard, trying to chase their tails.
You know,
kind of in a bad situation. We hauled a lot of gravel the last 2 weeks, and probably didn't really do a lot of good. But
there are times where, like I said last time, you just can't work on them. But I did go down where south of Homer, where they worked on that road after they're having around the bridge, and that heavier crushed concrete put in seemed to be doing a really good job. It seemed to be doing really good.
There's a home for it.
There is
a home for it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, and I think people are questioning too. You know, they don't. Obviously, it's not their road, but why are you putting gravel down this time of year? Because the ground's soft, mm-hmm. and it's just going to disappear. But
I mean, still got to get people through.
Yeah, you still got to take care of business. Yeah. So.
And some of these culvert spots, is this some stuff that we can, that are their problems? We can obviously try to get that taken care of this coming summer.
Yeah. See, when they get full of snow and then.
Yeah, some of them just get iced up and nothing goes through.
Yeah. And
some of them, but there are probably a few of them that are plugged with dirt, I'm sure.
Yes.
So.
And we did. We used to rent a trash pump from a place in Sioux City. We just decided to get one bought, so we did that last week. So we
a trash pump to mm-hmm. pump. So yeah. There's the guy that has the underground place on across from the Knights of Columbus. What's his name? He does the underground service. Rick, do you know his name? He did that culvert out on Stone's Ground for Dave. He's got a process where he bores it and then it washes back. They did one out by the Stone Family Farm west of town a couple years ago. And maybe it'd be worth getting a price from him if you had some that were really bad. That he's got a deal, he drills through it and then it washes it back through.
We kind of tried to look at kind of like a water jetty.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Yeah, or we watch videos and try uh-huh. to look at something and maybe that's something we could come up with.
Look
with
at
some
it.
ARPA funds.
What is it? What is it? I drive by it every day several times. I can't remember the name of it.
He's from Norfolk, but he does a lot of work over here, too.
He used to be behind the waste management, or Gills,
yep.
Western, whatever. He used to be back in there, and then he built out there.
But yeah, that's something to think about to flush those, because they're certainly important at different times of the year.
When you know this gentleman's information, will you give that?
Yeah, I will get it for you. You bet. Yeah. At least we were talking to him. Maybe try him out on one, see what it costs, if it's cost effective. But yeah,
those guys don't work for free. I guarantee you that.
We did have a really bad one several years ago when Roto-Rooter came out and did it for us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Roto-Rooter. That's all. Right. Thanks, Jolene.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jolene. We're going to skip B, correct?
Yeah, he has to be moved to the next agenda.
Okay, B is going to be on the next agenda, next meeting. So we'll go to C, approved projects with monies from American Rescue Plan Act, ARPA, relief funding, treasurer, county floor, carpet bid, $5,392. The treasurer also, office one furniture. Do you want me to do all these in a row or just one at a time?
Do them all in a row, why wouldn't you, right?
Okay. Treasurer, one office furniture bid and installation of $18,223. Treasurer shades, question mark. And then register of deeds, office chair, approximately $288.
Okay, so if I may, real quick,
yes,
before you start. You know, if anybody has a chance or a time, or if you haven't, or if you have, and if you really realize when you walk into the treasurer's office and you see how everything is just kind of mantled together with a countertop here. And it's, I mean, obviously it's functional and it's doable, but in the same time, it could be more functional and more doable. And to me, just to put it bluntly, it looks like shit. When you really get in there and you look at it, it doesn't look, it's not appealing for an office that gets as many people as
not
what,
very professional from the outside.
It's not. And I think that we realize that. And, you know, that's when I was talking to Dawn when she, I think it was last meeting, I think 2 weeks ago, I went in and looked at everything, and she kind of was telling, you know, showing me everything that she wanted to do. And obviously she's, you know, you guys are moving forward on things, and I think it's, you know, you got two different shades of different carpet in there because the wall was knocked down at one time. And I remember way back in the day that, you know, the clerk's office was on the right side and you had the treasurer's office on the other side. And then, yeah, okay, go ahead. That's all I had to say, but... you can say what you want to say.
Yeah,
or did I take the words out of your mouth?
No, you're doing just fine. Okay. I'm just filling in for Dawn because she's out of town. When I started, it just was, like I said, he said, it's functional. Dawn has talked to several other treasurers, and they are suggesting that we pull some of our stuff from the basement up, so we want to get more storage. Providing, you know, you guys approve all of this, so we'd get a wall of cabinets for more storage. And
what's okay? So when you say they're recommending you take it out of the basement back up to here, it's just records.
Records, all of our records.
Yep.
Because it's all downstairs in the basement. Never know what weather's going to be like. You never know if it gets misplaced or moved around. This way, it's all in one area and it's a more secure location, especially for some of our motor vehicle, some of our stuff like that, because motor vehicle is not public knowledge. Real estate is, so it's not as needed to be protected as motor vehicle stuff is.
How many years do you need to keep it?
The motor vehicle registrations is 3 years. Real estate basically is, the receipts are 5, but the records, like our books, are forever that we have downstairs.
Is there a sheet on the
monies?
Furniture?
I have some stuff here.
I mean, I would like to at least look what we're buying.
I can get you copies. I didn't copy it because...
See, obviously there's not a picture of it, but you see that the south wall, I mean, she has everything down on that piece of paper, the south wall, wooden cabinets, and then the pony wall by the ball, top panels... I mean, it's broke.
You know that big old cabinet where all the real estate is? We want to take that out because it's not needed and it's not very efficient to store any of our stuff because it's made for the great big huge real estate books and it's not usable. So we need to get rid of that. And the cabinet where we print off all of our, used to print our driver's license, it's just 3 cabinets and a piece of wood on top.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. It's just all pieced together. And realistically, that's like That's pre-Bob Senior stuff.
And got same with our desks.
Rusty sold, you know, I mean, that's what it is.
They're obsolete. The desks are...
I get
it. There's not enough storage for the girls' stuff or anything like that.
Okay, what's your pleasure? My pleasure is I would go through here, and I know that the money's obviously it's the ARPA funding, and I think the office needs a good facelift. And I think you guys are, by the looks of the list of things, you guys have a good vision of what it needs and what you guys need for functionality. And I would make a motion to approve your Curry flooring bid of $5,392, and then the carpet, the furniture bid, the furniture bid and installation of the 18223, which we have a list. And then as far as shades, I can't imagine shades for you're talking for the windows in the front.
For the front, yeah. Sam's is broke.
Yeah.
So it's barely hanging on by a thread.
You're talking pennies.
Yeah.
Compared to what other things you want.
Right. Then there's going to be,
The chair is for Deb, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not.
Yeah, the register of deeds off for Deb. So, but anyways, yeah, the 288. I figure out the shades. I would just, yeah. I know that you guys are conscious about money. Dawn is. And, I'll make a motion to disapprove the four projects that are down, three for the treasurer, one for register of deeds. That's my motion.
Second.
Roll call. Okay.
Scott?
Yes, ma'am.
Brian?
Absolutely.
Marty?
Yeah.
Troy?
Yes.
Okay, thanks, Stephanie.
Thank you very much, gentlemen and ladies.
Have a good evening, all right?
All right, I will. Thank you.
Commissioner Committee Reports. Scott?
Well, let's see here. Obviously, we've had, I think we've all had our fair share of phone calls for roads and et cetera. Obviously, you and I met and opened up all the bids last week with Jolene and Chad. We had a meeting with him. That went well for us. And then the LEC.
Did you look at down at Dove Road? Did you go to call?
Dove Road? I drove down there.
I
drove down to and this is the thing. I called Rick and I just said, Rick, what are you after? And the conversation went on for 30 minutes. We talked about everything.
Yeah.
But and I get there's a ditch and needs to be taken place and there's some it's very shitty at the entrance and this and that. But I said when it gets nice out, when you get a nice day, you call me. And I'll meet you there with Brent, and we'll figure something out. That's exactly where we end the conversation. But
I think a load of gravel will go a long way on that road.
And I know he maintains it. And
he does.
I think he just preferred it that way. But what else was there? There was something else.
The LEC meeting.
LEC, yeah, we did that. That was a special meeting that we had for that. That went well. Hopefully, it goes well tomorrow for them. And like I said, we know that's a crapshoot. Because obviously they went from 10 down to 6.9 or something. Yeah, I knew that good day was going to come to an end. But I don't know how you know. I mean, Amber back in the day, you know, she took care of it all by herself. And then you know, obviously, you know, the bilingual thing's huge.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
So I mean, it's huge. So. I don't know how you don't try to make her, you know, get her a full-time spot, but...
Yeah.
Anyways, I think there was something else, but I don't remember what it was.
The thing that we need to just be a little bit conscious of, and I mean, this is kind of an unusual time in the board's history with the ARPA funds. I mean, it's not in after 2024, then you'll really get a feeling of what it's like as a county board, because when you're coming up with all of the money you're spending, it's a lot different animal.
Well, and I don't think that ARPA funds in any form or shape or way have been missed.
Oh, I don't think so. Either.
I think, you know, no, especially the stressing of trying to...
No, it looks like everybody's really
of trying to be conscientious with the money and making sure that, you know, let's give a little facelift.
Yeah.
And I know Troy and I, this week after the snow, we're going to meet up and we're going to do a walk around the buildings and grounds and get a good feel of what needs to be done around here, you know, for a makeover and for safety reasons, you know, so.
I had mentioned just a little bit, and talking to Troy, of course, this doesn't have anything to do with committee reports, but that building down there and the new piece of property, the new state property we got, I don't know, even if we put a door on the end, if a maintainer would work in that down there, because it'd be, they would actually prefer not to come into the middle of town with that, if we could make it work out there, but maybe something to look at when you guys are looking at stuff.
Well, by the looks of this picture here, okay.
That's Homer's.
This is Homer's.
That's Homer's.
Exactly. By the looks of that, and like I said, it's been a moment. I don't say minute, I say moment. That's what the elderly say. But, it's kind of funny, right? Not really. Whatever.
Crickets.
Crickets. I know, right? Goddamn. Got a tough crowd here. But anyways, I don't know if a guy wants to spend any money on a roof. I mean, you got to figure something out sooner than later. You can't have water leaking on your equipment, period. Okay? That's a no-go. But obviously, to my recollection, Homer is not interested in doing anything.
I didn't get on the agenda. I just went to the public comment. And I'm on the next meeting, but one of the gentlemen there did have issues with that because the building is built on the old garbage dump. You can see it's settling badly.
Yeah.
I mean, so you have the purlins moving, the 2x4s on top, everything else, and I mean, spray foam the inside, which is probably holding it together a little bit. But they're concerned about spending that kind of money on that building. How long is it really going to be viable and stay there? I mean, if it keeps settling, and we might get to the point where the doors don't even work.
So. And it's an idea, but I haven't thought about, I mean, I don't think any of us has thought about, you know, bringing a blade, because realistically, you have a blade here at this building next door, and then you'd have one down. I mean, it makes sense, obviously, to keep this, but in the same time,
mm-hmm.
What was the bid, 15 grand to do the roof? The
half? Yeah, to do our half. Yeah,
to do our half, you know? Which is probably...
Which obviously it would last longer if it didn't leak.
Yeah, it would be. I mean, it'd get you down the road a ways, but looking more long-term. You know, that's a nice location right there.
It's a perfect location. I mean, you can go every direction out of there. I mean, east, west, south. I mean, it's...
Yeah. Yeah. Something to look into over time for sure.
We could talk to them someday, too, about going in and building a building, you know, together. And they do have... they did say that they might have some ground that would be more stable, but... we could maybe utilize too, but that's long term. But
right. So where are we at with the roof thing then? Did we?
He's going to talk to the city before we decide.
Yep.
You're going to talk to village to make sure that they want to do their half. Yep. If not, we were going to probably just do our half and bite the bullet for a few more. Maybe
and who
a
knows?
Decade or so.
Depending on what happens at M Avenue or
right.
or any paving projects, you know, it might be the type of deal where we can do something to. Maybe put a grader there or here, you know, something that would hold that out.
It was all spray foam, was it, by Randy?
Yeah, on the inside, it's all spray foam. Yep.
So probably sooner the better to get that roof done because
yes.
obviously
yes.
that water is getting in that foam.
Yeah.
And that's even that foam's a hard foam. It ain't like it's a
even a closed
trailer foam.
Closed sale, yeah.
Yeah.
It would be.
It'll come loose after it gets enough water, though, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So we should do that because that would give us
heavy
some years to figure that out. But we should figure it out why we have some funds available for what we want to do.
Okay. Anybody else have anything else? No. I had North Star Services in Region 4. I guess the big to-do there was just talking about the money's available to do things, which they're getting by. Haven't got any new vehicles since the pandemic, which they've had ordered. And then we discussed whether or not we were going to change with the Catholic school in West Point, our building, for them building a new building. And that did get voted down. That's not going to happen. And I guess that's all I got.
Got voted down, huh?
Got voted down.
Hmm.
Okay, so we'll go to 6, mail and or emergency business. Anything?
The only thing that I have, Kevin came in this morning and said that there's a water main leak. It's the Dakota City's problem, not ours, but it will affect our courthouse. It's right on the back side of the courthouse over there. There's water pooling, I guess.
Oh.
And so they're monitoring it. They're not going to start repairing it until next Monday. But the jail is aware of it, is what I was told. They may be without water. For a period of time.
For
that could be bad.
It'd be stinky.
So if something goes south with what's going on right now, and then nobody's going to have water, okay? But when they do go to fix it, obviously they're going to have to shut some valves off for a short period of time and not have no water, whatever that period is. But it almost kind of reminds you of this, the last one that broke, right? But this is the city's expense.
It's the city's expense, yes.
But I get it. Hey, listen, if it wasn't a weather issue that we're going to have, you know, 40-mile-an-hour winds and, you know, a bunch of snow, I mean, obviously we could do something, but yeah, or they could do something.
That's why they're holding off till next week.
I understand.
They don't want to start it now.
It'll be 50 next week. They'll be in good shape.
Just
it'll
be nice. If you hear any rumblings, that's what's happening.
Okay.
Okay. 7. I need a motion for adjournment.
I'd make a motion to adjourn.
God, I wanted to.
Second.
I'll second it then.
Probably call.
Yeah, get ready.
I'm going to abstain.
All right, Brian.
Yes.
Marty.
Yeah.
Troy.
Yes.
Scott.
Yes.
I'm abstain.
I don't want to finish the meeting. Yeah.
You know, hey, you
know, all day.
Got some things to
you say. Want to talk about water? We're up on you an example. When you put a roof on a semi-trailer, you know, you foam it, and you put the roof on it, and what you do